after the three signing periods seem like more than usual? Is that a wake-up call at all?
Just getting our team better. You know, whatever it takes, I think, to get our football team better. So I think we need to compete. We got some things we got to keep cleaning up and get better at. Plus, I know our alumni would be out here today, so let's let them see a little taste of what football is all about. Those guys are the guys that paved the way. I see Greg Pruitt and several other guys out here. It's always a pleasure to have those guys come out, and I want them to be able to see their football team in action.
Why did you take Kaiser out of that last signing period? It looked like you stumbled going back. And then
just took him out. I told him I was going to play two plays, and I was going to let Kevin play a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you looked like I think it was the first signing period, you called the team together. Did you have a message for him?
Oh, yeah. That's secret.
Secret?
Yeah, between me and them.
Another fight, which I'm sure you're not happy about seeing that.
I mean, I don't like fights, but it's going to happen. Like I said before, just as long as we do them the right way, as long as we handle it right, I think that's over and done with. It was quick, to the point, and done.
Are you starting to see Corey Coleman put days together?
Yes. It's getting better. I mean, again, that's why we do this, so our players can continue to get better. As a level, as a football team, individually and collectively, we have to reach, and that's my challenge. With our staff, to our players, you know, our players have a lot in them. We just got to get it out of them, all of them. You know, they all got to take the next jump. That's what training camp is for.
Did you push off on that one in the end zone?
I didn't see it. I did not see that.
More laps. I mean, is that going to be a regular thing now? If you commit a penalty, you're going for a lap.
It's either that or up downs. Choose your poison. You know, we can't do it. I mean, we're not going to hurt our football team that way with penalties and things that I know that get us beat. So we're going to continue to work through that. And the players, I think they all agree. They get it, you know. Just the concentration penalties we're not going to stand for.
Kaiser is obviously more comfortable throwing from the shotgun. Is the evolution of him as a quarterback going to have him throw more under center?
At some point, yeah. I mean, we play a lot of different ways, you know, as an offense. He's been under center. He's thrown from under center. He'll throw from shotgun. You know, we'll move him around. We'll do all kind of things, you know. But I think just getting him to where he's comfortable and learning our system, we've chosen a few things for him to do, and he's doing them.
You've seen Justin Curry in there with the ones with IC out. What do you guys like about Curry?
He can cover. He's tough. You know, he knows how to play around the ball, covers tight ends pretty well. We feel good about, you know, what he brings to the table. He's gotten better. So, you know, again, we're going to give guys an opportunity to see where they fit and see if they can help our team.
Do you have a targeted in mind for when you might like to decide on your starter for the Monday night game?
Yeah, I mean, what's today?
Sunday.
Today's Sunday, Lord's Day, right? So today's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, somewhere around Wednesday, Thursday, somewhere around in there. You guys asked for a day, I'm giving you the day. I mean, right now, honestly, as I said yesterday, I just think we're still in this training camp mode. We're not thinking about New York. We're trying to get better. There are some things from this last game we needed to clean up. I think we're working through those, and we'll continue to do that. I think the quarterback thing, as I go through practice and keep watching the tape, will sort itself out. So it's not the thing that's heavy on my mind that way. Obviously, we need to make a decision when the time comes, and we will. But right now, today, I still think it's too early.
Yeah, can you gauge how far ahead you think your running game is now than it was a year ago?
It's better, I think, because we have better players on our roster, you know, that are playing inside. You know, J.C., Batonio being back, if you know he wasn't out there today, and Kevin Zeitler. Those are three real good pieces, you know, for our football team. And Sean Coleman's coming on. Cam's coming on. I mean, I think we got some guys that are starting to come on. Marcus Martin's coming on. We got some guys that are starting to really play, you know. So we just got to continue to grind, and eventually we'll get a real unit together where they're playing. I think it's important as we start getting closer towards the regular season, you know, some of these guys won't be on the side. We'll be done with the, you know, taking care of guys, making sure we get through practice, and so we can continue to build an offensive football team.
Is there any movement in the kicking competition? One guy ahead of the other?
There's a little movement. I mean, that thing is kind of close. You know, I'm not going to say which way it is, but at the same time, I think they're still working through it. I think we are. Coach Tabes has done a great job of creating the environment for our kickers to get better and compete. Yeah, and I think they're both competing hard. You know, we have a veteran player, Cody Parkey, that's done a good job, and Gonzalez is kicking. So, but that thing's gonna show itself here pretty soon. I wish I could have got them both more kicks the other night instead of going for two and all that stuff. But it was fun too. So we'll keep working through it.
Is there stuff like we
we only see them when they're out, the kickers, when they're out here kicking. But are they doing stuff that we don't see that's also a part of the competition?
Coach Tabor, you know, obviously he's a master at what he does. I'm talking about Coach Tabor. So he takes them through his process, which I know all about, to see if a guy can handle certain pressures. And it's not just out here. It's in the classroom. It's understanding. It's where to put the ball, how to put the ball in the right places. So it's a lot that goes into it, you know, more so than just kicking the ball through the upright.